here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, visiting with former PCM boys basketball coach Fred Lawrenson as the 2004 boys state championship basketball team was honored here tonight in between the girls and boys game. Fred, kind of what does it mean to you to have all the guys back, or, you know, not all of them, but at least some of them back, to really share this special moment?
Yeah, it's really neat. And, you know, a lot of them I see from time to time around town, around the school, but to get them all together there at one time, and, of course, there's some we don't. Brandon Myers is out in Arizona, and he doesn't get back very often. So it's just a really cool thing to see how much they've changed, get to talk to them, see what they've been doing for the last 20 years, and it's just a real special thing to get to do that.
You know, does it feel like it's been 20 years, or does some days it feel like it was just yesterday that that team happened?
Well, I was talking to Bill Wright, who was one of our assistants back then, and there, in some ways it seems like it was just yesterday, and in other ways it seems like it was 100 years ago. You know, it's just hard to figure that out. You watch, you know, they have the video on out there in the Commons and watching the state tournament games, and it just brings back a lot of memories, and it's just amazing how much after, you know, 20-some years, you still remember a lot of that, and it's just a real special deal to get to see it.
Obviously, any state championship team is special, and, you know, it has to be a special team to be able to win a state title, but what about this group, you know, gelled so well together and was able to accomplish so much?
Well, and it's kind of a funny thing. It was kind of a thing where it was building up for many years. That was the fourth straight year we'd been to the state tournament. The 3 years before that, we were good enough to win it. We just couldn't quite get it done. Lost in the semis a couple times, and so it's just. But it was a really special group. Brandon really stepped up and played well. Grant Burns, great job as a sophomore point guard. And we often think back the year before. When he was a freshman, if we'd have let him play full time as a freshman, we might have had a chance to have been even better than they were. We made it to state that year and had a chance to win it. But it's just a really special group. But I really do think it was a thing where it kind of built up through the years. We'd been to the state tournament, you know, 7 or 8 times before that, and that group, some of those kids have been there, you know, 4 years in a row. So it was a building block, and it was a great way to culminate things there in that 2004 state tournament.
Yeah, you mentioned Brandon Myers, one of the best players in the state that year, and was a captain of an all-tournament team, like they mentioned there tonight. You know, just kind of what was the kind of dominance that he brought to that team, and how, you know, powerful, effective was he the entire season and tournament?
It was just amazing. I checked the stats the other day. He averaged like 26.4 points a game and about 10 rebounds a game. And in the state tournament, I think he had 24 in the first round and 35 in the second round, 31 in the final game. Coach Greer and I remember like it was yesterday. We were playing Sioux Center in the semifinal game, and they might have been the best team up there besides us. It was a really close game, and they missed a shot at the very end of the game. We saw these two great big hands go up by the rim and grab the ball and pull it down. Of course, it was Brandon. And when he got the ball, it was over. It was quite a relief. But he was just dominant. You know, we had a really tough way to get to state that year. Every game we had from the first tournament game all the way through the state final, they were all close games. We played really good teams. I can't remember now the record of the teams we had to play to get there was just unbelievable. And, you know, we played Nottoway Valley in the sub-state game, and Brandon had to make the last-second shot there. It was tied, and he made a shot, you know, kind of at the buzzer to win it. They were just all like that. But Brandon was just dominant. He could shoot it. He could, of course, score inside. Great jumper. We got some real massive dunks. And the other thing nobody really remembers, he was a great defender. And we either put him on the other team's best player, or we oftentimes put him on the other team's worst player, because he was a great help defender. He would just live in the lane if he was guarding somebody that wasn't as good. And if there were any mistakes made, he would erase a whole bunch of those. So he was just an awesome player, a one-in-a-generation type player. And obviously his athletic skills going on to Iowa, and then, of course, the NFL for so many years. He was a great one, and on top of that, he was a great kid, and he worked hard. His folks really hammered that into him at a young age, and he certainly deserved everything that he got.
Do you know, did you observe from, you know, being his coach, was it a difficult decision if he wanted to pursue football or basketball in college, or did he kind of have his mind made up that senior basketball season?
Well, I think by the time basketball started his senior year, he'd pretty much decided he was going to play football. And I really think in the long run, that might have been really good for us. He didn't have to worry about, you know, trying to impress anybody. He was out there just going to go play. And a really neat story, you and I was after him too. And their head coach had just retired this year. He was in our gym here in the bleachers watching the game. They had offered him, I think, a one-year kind of a gray shirt thing, and then he'd be on scholarship for 4 years after that. And Brandon was out on the fast break, and somebody threw a pass down around his ankle someplace. Most guys would have just kicked the ball out of bounds. Well, he somehow caught the ball, took one dribble, and just absolutely smashed it. And we looked up at the bleachers at the U and I football coach, and he was just going bonkers. He couldn't believe it. And when that game was over, all of a sudden that 1 year gray shirt thing was done. It was a 4-year full ride. And of course, he ended up switching, going to Iowa instead. But he was impressive.